we got to spend a day with Gary Keller. And because we had an activity that we won, we got to sit front row. So I was like the closest seat to Billy. And I like, and not to be a fanboy or anything, right? But it's just like, bro, it's very rare to come across and meet people who've reached levels of success that high. And I was just like there front row soaking up as much as I can. And it was so overwhelming, that like the depth and the complexity of the information. And it wasn't complex because like it was complex. It was simple, but it was just so profound. You feel me? It was just so like enlightening. It was stuff I never heard before.
The journey to wealth is a long walk, and some may walk quicker than others, but what good is sprinting to the finish line if you pass out when you cross it? On Walk to Wealth, we enlighten and empower young adults to build wealthy, abundant lives. They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and your first step starts right now. This is Walk to Wealth with your host, John Mendez.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Walk to Wealth podcast. If you're tuning in on YouTube or any of the podcast directories, make sure to do yourself one teeny tiny little favor and make sure to give us a follow, because I don't want you to miss out on any of the amazing episodes I'm going to drop this year. So without further ado, let's get right into this one. So in the last episode, I told you about how I went to Keller Williams Family Reunion. That was my very first conference way back in February of 2022. And then I left off by saying, I'm going to tell you about Mega Agent Camp. There's actually a conference I went to before that called Quantum Leap Summit. And so I lied to you a little bit. No, I didn't lie. That was an honest mistake. And I just didn't feel like re-recording the whole, you know, the part. So we're going to talk about Quantum Leap today. Quantum Leap is, I told you a little bit about it and the story where I talked about how I spent a day with a billionaire. So this is going to be, for those of you guys who watched that episode already, a little bit of a refresher. And for those of you guys who haven't heard the story yet, I got to spend a day with a billionaire. So I'm going to tell you all about it. So every year, Keller Williams has a summit called Quantum Leap Summit. Now, it's run by the not-for-profit division called KW Next Gen is the name of it. And so this conference, the ticket, if I'm not mistaken, at that time was like $399. I think it bumped up a little bit because it's been 2 years now. And I think it was about $399. The travel, the flight there, I think was like a little over $300. I think all in on that trip, I probably spent maybe like close under $1,000. Honestly, it was pretty inexpensive. So how I found out about it is, with Keller Williams, you get access to a bunch of trainings. They kind of almost overwhelm you with trainings. And from there, I found out about the training and I seen it. And at the time, I didn't have the money to afford to even go to the conference. So I kind of just brushed it off on the side. And Keller Williams was doing this other training called Bold. It was about like $800. Story for another day. But one of the days, my, at the time, assistant team leader, well, from Keller Williams was like, hey, John, can we meet after one of the bowls? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And so me and him are talking and he was telling me like, yeah, you know, once a year, each year, I sponsor someone to help them go to Quantum Leap. And I was like, okay, dope. That's cool. And he was like, have you ever thought of wanting to go? And I told him, like, I was straight up like, yeah, like I was already kind of planning to go, but then I didn't have the money to pay for all the travel and ticket and stuff like that. And I just decided to brush it off and I wasn't going to do it that year and maybe go then the year after. And he was like, yeah, you know, I sponsored a ticket. So he ended up paying for my ticket to attend. Mind you, the ticket was like almost $400 or $500. So he ended up paying for that, which saved me pretty much like half the trip. And he said all I had to do was cover travel and my hotel. And I was like, dope. So one of my realtor friends that I met, I haven't spoken to her in a while actually, but she was like, back at family reunion, right? Always about connections. Got to have your connections. She said that if I'm ever in the Austin area, to let her know because she lives nearby. And I'm like, dope, right? I know I reached out to her, asked if I could stay at her house, whatever, whatever. And boom, I stay with their family. They have a guest room in their house. And that was going to be my spot. And then I'll go to Quantum Leap Summit. Now, fast forward a bit, right? This is now a couple weeks. This is in June of 2022. So it was a couple weeks before that, early May, I'd say. And this guy ended up reaching out to me. He ends up texting me on IG like, hey, you know, his name is Alberto. Alberto reached out and was like, hey, you know, I used to live in Stanford. He used to live in Bridgeport, I think, but he used to live near where I live now. And I would love to connect. So me and him hit it off. We connected on IG, whatever, whatever. Fast forward again. The event is steadily approaching. And I end up the day or 2 days before, I get a call from the lady. She's like, "Hey, John, yeah, my whole house caught COVID." Mind you, not only was she, where she, like, I was going to stay at their house, they were also my travel from the airport. So now I'm like, bro, what the F? I'm absolutely screwed. And so I get to the day of, and I'm still don't know where on earth I'm going to stay or what exactly I'm going to do, right? My ticket is paid for, right, to go to the trip. My ticket is paid for the flight. And now I don't have anywhere to stay at all. So I start panicking, right? And then from there, I end up getting my flight. I flew to Austin one way, nonstop, get to Austin. Boom, I'm in Austin, and now I'm in the airport. I just got my, I think I had a check bag. Yeah, I just got my check bag, and I don't know why I even travel with a check bag. Sorry for another day. But boom, now I'm just sitting there. I get a text, I think earlier that day, from my old CMO from my internship back in senior year of high school. Mind you, it's been 4 years at that point. You know, I graduated in 2019, so it was 3 years at 2020. Yeah, it was 3 years since I had last heard from her, and it was like pretty much like to call me. And so I finally settled down, and I ended up calling her. And she, me and her started connecting, and we talked about like potentially like doing something with the kids that she mentored at Stanford High School or something like that. And we actually ended up never doing anything because, I don't know, I think I forgot to follow. No, I think I did follow up. We just, I think neither of us ever set anything to any time to meet, and so we just never ended up moving forward. But so I'm talking to her, and that was mad coincidental. That's, as I said, super coincidental. And then I start panicking once I get off the phone, because now I have to face reality. I don't have a ride from the airport. I don't know anywhere about Austin. This is my first time in Austin. And then two, like, I don't know where I'm even going to stay for that night. I don't know where I'm going to lay my head. And so I ended up calling a couple agents, and I see another agent that I know walk by. Now, her name is Jenny. Shout out to Jenny. And Jenny's walking by. Me and her never actually physically met, but I've known her from the Zoom calls. And so as soon as she walks by, I'm on the phone with one agent, drop the phone, boom. I'm like, "Oh, hey, Jenny. It's nice to meet you. It's John from the Pivot Shift community. How are you?" And then me and her start talking. She's like, "Oh, my goodness. Hi, John. How are you?" And I was letting her, filling her in. And it's like, "Yeah, so the lady that you were supposed to escort me, I guess you could say, right, ended up catching COVID. Her whole family has COVID. So I was supposed to stay at their family's guest house, but now I'm pretty much screwed." And she ended up hooking me up with a ride. We all split an Uber back to the main hotel. And she was like, "All right, John, we can get you to the hotel, but we don't have any extra room." And I was like, "No worries. Just get me to the hotel. I'll figure out the rest from there." Right? I'm already thinking steps ahead. So we ended up talking on the Uber. It's cool conversation. Get to the hotel, and we split ways. They go back to the room they checked in, and I'm sitting in the lobby in the hotel, and I'm trying to put two and two together and figure out like how on earth am I gonna make this work. Boom. So I end up hitting up the guy that hit me up, Alberto. Remember Alberto? I hit up Alberto. I was like, "Hey, yo, bro, I'm in a bit of a situation. Like, you think you could help out?" And he was like, "Yeah, what is it?" And I told him, "Hey, like, I have nowhere to stay. By any chance, like, can I stay at your hotel? Like, I'll sleep in the floor if I have to, but like, can I? I just need somewhere to, you know, lay my head." And he was like, "Yeah, you know, we can do that." And so I think they had a rental. And so they ended up coming to the main hotel, which I was at, and picking me up, and they dropped me back off at the hotel. They were staying at a La Quinta. Not the best environment, not gonna lie to you. Not the best hotel. Probably will never stay at La Quinta ever again because, you know, got the Marriott benefit. So why would I ever stay at any hotel that's not a Marriott, you know? And so I ended up staying at La Quinta. My girlfriend was tight. She was so mad because, like, I guess La Quinta has a bad rep. I ain't know any better. I just need a place to lay my head. Like, I'm a guy, bro. Like, I just need a place to lay my head and I'm good. I mean, now I'm like a Marriott guy, so I just need a place to lay my head in a Marriott hotel. But, you know what I'm saying? And so, boom, I ended up finding a spot to stay there. And then we ended up, that first night was all about networking. So we got assigned into, like, groups. And in our groups, we had, like, little icebreakers and stuff like that. And it's a bunch of young adults my age, right? Everyone there from, like, 18 to 28. And at the time, I was, like, 21, right? Or, yeah, 20. Yeah, I was 20 years old at the time. And so it was a really dope event, really good people. And that first night, it was all about networking and got to make some good connections from there. Then the next day after that, we got to spend a day with Gary Keller. And because we had an activity that we won, we got to sit front row. So I was like the closest seat to Billy. And I like, and not to be a fanboy or anything, right? But it's just like, bro, it's very rare to come across and meet people who've reached levels of success that high. And I was just like there, front row, soaking up as much as I can. And it was so overwhelming, the like the depth and the complexity of the information. And it wasn't complex because like it was complex. It was simple, but it was just so profound. You feel me? It was just so like enlightening. It was stuff I never heard before. So even though it was simple information and how he presented the information, and it was just so like so new to me. Like it seemed as if he was talking his own language. And man, the things I wrote a couple notes here. Here are a couple of my biggest takeaways from like just being able to hear from him. One of the things was, I don't do what I do because I'm Gary Keller. I'm Gary Keller because I do what I do, which I thought like was a dope quote, because I don't know if he worded it like that exactly, but he pretty much said something like that. And it reminded me of a Future quote, which says like, you do what you want when you popping, right? And Gary is pretty much saying like, he been popping even before everyone realized it. And so it's like, he always conducted himself in that manner. And now he's really popping for real. Like, he owns Keller Williams. He's, you know, a $1 billion corporation and freaking the biggest real estate company in the freaking globe. And so he's pretty much saying like, I don't do what I do because I got that. I got that because I do what I do. Like, he was true to himself always, and the rest followed, right? He ain't start acting a certain way when he got successful. He always been who he was, and then he became successful, and he's still the same guy, is pretty much what he's saying, which is dope, because like, a lot of people will be switching once the success comes. So that was really dope to hear. And then he also said something that talked about like first creation versus second creation. That's probably the one that really sticks with me the most. And it pretty much just talks about like how we all live two lives, right? The lives we live in our head and the lives we live in reality. And in order to change the lives that we experience in reality, we must first change the lives we live in our head. Now, a lot of us are operating on autopilot. A lot of us are asleep right now. And you got to start understanding like what goes on in your head. Only 5% of our action, like our thoughts are actually conscious, meaning the overwhelming majority of things that we think, we don't even know what that we're thinking in one, nor do we know why we're thinking them. And so we're pretty much a slave to our subconscious programming, pretty much. And as long as you're a slave to that programming, like the life you want will be forever out of reach. And so I don't remember exactly how he explained it, because as I said, it was so new to me. It was like a new language. But that one really stuck with me. And he mentioned it. I remember taking so many notes, which is why I'm going again this year. But this year I'm going to be an instructor. I'm going to be helping out a little bit. And I'm going with some of the guys. Hopefully we could get that scheduled. But yeah, some of my guys here, they're interested. So that's the beauty of it, man. It's like, going to see these conferences is dope, but like going to the conferences with your peoples is even better, because like you just want everyone to grow. Sidebar, right? But back to our main story. And so that was my big takeaway from spending a day with him. And there was about 200 of us in the room. And then the final day, we got all that information and we kind of put it into play. So that's where we created our mission statement. So my mission statement, I've said it a couple times, but it's the... my mission in life is to enlighten and empower young adults to build a wealthy, abundant life. And that's the whole mission for this podcast and why I do what I do, right? And I learned the difference between a purpose and a goal. So like, my mission is my purpose, essentially. And the difference between a goal and a purpose, like a goal is something that you can like achieve in your lifetime, essentially. Like, I want to make 100K. I want to make a mil. I want to make a bill. Like, I wanted to help 100,000 people. Like, that's something that you can accomplish in your lifetime. Something that's you can easily like quantify, I guess you could say. Versus a purpose is something like a never-ending pursuit. For example, like, take a little biblical whatever. Like, Moses was supposed to lead people to the promised land. He never ended up making it to himself. But had he not helped lead the people out of Egypt, they would have never got there. right? And so like with your purpose, it's you're doing something, you're in pursuit of something, you're working towards something that you may never be able to reach, that you'll never be able to reach in your lifetime. You can reach it, it's a goal, you're not thinking big enough. Your purpose is something that's bigger than you, something that will live beyond you, right? For example, if it's like, I want to change, you know, let's say I want to help, for example, my podcast, like there's going to be, or like with this that I'm doing here, like helping young adults build a wealthy, abundant life. Okay, cool. There's going to be new young adults all the time, right? Because as all the kids and the teenagers grow up, eventually they'll become young adults as well. And then the young adults that I'm currently now, they'll become older adults, right? Mature adults. And so it's like, this is never ending. There'll never be I can never stop the flow of new young adults, right? And so I would never be able to help all the young adults, no matter how big I get. And so that's what I mean by like, a purpose is something that you can't actually obtain in your lifetime. I can never help all the young adults because there will always be more, always be more, always be more. It's like, it's not like a finite number, right? Like, and so that's the big difference between a purpose and a goal. It's like, purpose, think big vision, bigger than life, right? Bigger than you. Goal is something that you want to attain, even if it's a big goal, right? Don't confuse a big goal with your purpose, right? There's two very different things, right? A goal is a goal, which is something you can attain, something you can easily quantify and track, right? Whereas a purpose is something that you're like in pursuit of, that you'll never be able to obtain, but you're in consistent pursuit of. It's something that's fulfilling, something that, you know, really gets you going. And so that's the big differences that I learned from that conference. I highly recommend it, especially if you're so it's only for people, if I'm not mistaken, under the age of 30 or 18, between the ages 18 to 28. I think it's like 18 to 30 or 18 to 28. I forget exactly what the age range is, but it's something around there. And you don't have to be affiliated with Keller Williams at all to even attend. That's the dope part. And what gets even better, right? Remember, I told you, I spent like maybe like $1,000 on the trip. After you're done with the event, you can apply for coaching and you get 6 sessions of coaching for free, right? 6 free coaching sessions. That right there, depending on who your coach is, like let's say you have a pretty solid coach, that's right there is at least like a $3,000 to $5,000 value right there, depending on who your coach is. Maybe like, let's say $3,000 value right there, right? For 6 30-minute calls. Boom. Right. And then on top of that, after you're done with your coaching, you can apply for a $5,000 scholarship twice, right? So that's 10K. So for under $1,000, you'll get back, let's say $13,000 to $15,000 worth of value, right? Plus you get to spend a day with a billionaire. Plus you get to network with all the people that are at the event, right? Plus you get to actually workshop the material that you learn and put it into play. And so it's like, for under $1,000, you get so much value from it. It's literally insane, which is why, again, I'm going again. And so no one walks the same river twice. And so when I was at that point in time in my life, when I went the first time, I was still focused on being an agent. This is towards when I almost quit, but I still focused on being an agent. And now I completely stopped focusing on being an agent. I'm teaching AI, which is something I never even thought for myself. I'm public speaking now. I still got this podcast going strong. That's one thing that stayed the same. I'm not working at Sign the Whale anymore, right? So it's like, I'm in a whole different place in my life right now. Still not where I want to be, of course. But like now I'm interested to what I'll get from this time, from the event. So now that's all for this conference. In the next one, in the next episode, I'll tell you about Mega Agent Camp because that was a pretty fun conference that I went to and I made a really solid connection. So that's all for this one and I'll catch you in the next one.
You've now finished taking the first step. Now let us help you take the next one. Subscribe to our newsletter at walktowealth.com. That's walk2wealth.com so we can keep you moving on your journey. We'll see you on the next episode of Walk to Wealth with John Mendez.